In response to the opioid epidemic that swept the country, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention today released its long-anticipated guidelines on prescribing opioids, drugs like OxyContin or Percocet. When a draft of the guidelines was released last fall, it drew some criticism from pain specialists and patient advocates. They said some patients could be denied the relief they legitimately need. The guidelines are not meant for cancer patients or for end-of-life care. They're aimed at primary care physicians who prescribe nearly half of the opioid painkillers consumed in the U.S. Deborah Howery is the director of the CDC's National Center for Injury Prevention and Control. She's been involved in the development of these guidelines from the beginning, and she joins us now. Welcome.
Thank you.
How do you hope these guidelines would change how primary care physicians treat pain?
Well, I hope that this will really allow primary care providers to have a conversation with patients about the risks and benefits of opioids and to really consider non-opioids as the first-line treatment for pain.
If I were having a conversation with my family doctor about the risks of my using opioids for some terrible pain I have in my back, what should actually be said in that conversation? What does my doc tell me?
The doc can tell you that up to 1 in 4 patients with chronic pain can experience opioid dependence, and depending on your risk factors, family history of addiction, mental health issues, other chronic issues, that can put you at higher risk.
On the other hand, I say, I'm in agony here. My back is killing me.
And what I would say is, let's try some other options first. We absolutely want to treat your pain, but we want to do it safely. If opioids are warranted, though, we are not saying to use them in isolation. They should be used in combination with things like exercise therapy or a non-steroidal medication.
Some doctors have expressed concerns over the recommendation that limits the amount of opioids that doctors should prescribe. It limits them mostly to a 3 days worth quantity. Don't the guidelines make it difficult for people in that case who don't have easy access to a hospital or live in a rural area to get that prescription renewed?
So we heard that feedback, and so if there's now a range of up to 7 days, we want to make sure patients have appropriate access, but we also want to limit the number of patients that become addicted. And having too many days of medication can put you at risk for addiction.
One of the criticisms that was voiced about the first draft of the guidelines was that a lot of these are based on expert decisions, but not on very clear experimental proof of just how effective the non-opioid drug is compared to the opioid drug. Is there room for more science here before guidelines get more detailed?
So there's room for more science as we continue to revise and update the guidelines. But given the number of Americans, 40 dying a day from opioid overdoses, we have enough evidence today about the risks that we feel it is prudent to warrant guidelines today. That being said, I can tell you, as a practicing physician, many guidelines I use are often based on low-quality evidence. And that does not mean bad evidence. That just means there's not a lot of randomized controlled trials. Things like hand washing, mm-hmm. You know, after a viral illness.
that there aren't randomized studies of hand washing to show.
Not with hand washing with a viral illness for treating patients, you know. And I don't think if somebody came in with vomiting and diarrhea and I didn't wash my hands after seeing them and seeing another patient, that patients would appreciate that. But we know that the risks are significant and the benefits are great if I'm going to wash my hands. So things like that, a lot of times common sense or the best available evidence we have is what drives these decisions.
There are doctors who treat a lot of patients with pain who have a stake in the guidelines coming out of the CDC. There are also pharmaceutical companies that make the medications that are being prescribed. Have you felt in this process that you have either indirectly or directly been working against those drug companies in trying to draft new guidelines for prescribing opioids?
So our focus has been on keeping deaths and addiction and safe pain management at the heart. We welcomed feedback from anyone and reviewed the 4,300 comments very carefully. Our goal is to improve outcomes for patients, and that's what drives the decisions we make.
Dr. Howery, thanks a lot for talking with us today about the guidelines.
Absolutely. Thank you for the opportunity.
Dr. Deborah Howery is director of the National Center for Injury Prevention and Control at the CDC. She's been involved in developing the guidelines published today on the prescription of opioid medications.